This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Christine Wong.
If you missed the beginning of the show, we just gave a rundown for the last two talk sets about the SOPs that you'll need to be following in the FMCO, which starts tomorrow. The lowdown on lockdown rules, we called it. If you want to check out those, you can listen back to the podcast a little bit later on, of course. That'll be uploaded shortly. Or you can head over to a few websites. We got those, the list from Free Malaysia Today, so you can head over there and have a look because it's quite exhaustive. So go out and check that out. Now, we're going to have a quick update from Bursa at break, courtesy of Chris.
So the KLCI is down by 1% at 1,578 points. Active stocks include HB Global, Kumpulan Judson, and Managed Pay Systems. And the ringgit is currently up against the US dollar at 4.13. It's up against the Aussie dollar at 3.19 and up against the Sing dollar at 3.12.
Thanks very much for that, Chris. Now, of course, we're going to move on to story number two. And with vaccination efforts ramping up, companies are looking for ways to aid senior citizens in their commute to the vaccination centres, the PPVs. One company, in collaboration with district officials, has started to offer free rides to people in need to and from vaccination centres within the Petaling district.
Yes, so this is from an article on The Star. Senior citizens and people with disabilities in the Petaling district who have no means of transport can request for free assistance to get to their vaccination appointments. Kampung Tungku Assemblyman Lim Yi Wei's office has collaborated with on-demand car-sharing platform GoCar Malaysia to provide free rides to the two vulnerable groups, which kicks off today. And she said this was one of their initiatives to obviously help the nation fight the COVID-19 pandemic. The free transportation is available to people living in Petaling Jaya, Subang Jaya, parts of Shah Alam and Kota Damansara, to be sent to any of the five vaccination centres comprising Sunway Pyramid Convention Centre, Hospital Shah Alam, University Malaya Medical Centre, Ideal Convention Centre in Shah Alam and Clinic Rakan Medic in Petaling Jaya. Lim Yi Wei said that GoCar reached out to offer its assistance after hearing her radio interview, where she mentioned the difficulties faced by seniors and people with disabilities who had problems getting transportation to vaccination centres. And she said those eligible can bring one other person to accompany them to the vaccination centre as well. On the GoCar website, the company acknowledged that transportation was often neglected despite it being an important element to help get people vaccinated. And as of the 30th of May, there were 66 requests for the free shuttle service. GoCar fleet and all its staff, including GoCar Malaysia Chief Executive Officer Wong Ho Man, are on standby to support this initiative. Wong said they were looking for ways to do their part to help flatten the curve during the pandemic, be it providing free car usage to healthcare frontliners during the first movement control order or by extending more savings to customers through multiple special offers. So eligible senior citizens must be above 60 years of age. Those who need the services can call 1300302633 or 1300302633 or request for GoVax shuttle service via the GoCar mobile application. But bookings must be made 3 days in advance because drivers are limited. Requests will be processed on a first-come, first-served basis and the GoCar team will validate the request and contact the person within 24 hours. This free shuttle service will end on the 31st of August as well. So I think this is fantastic. You know, I think it's a really great initiative. I don't know if we know of any similar initiatives by other ride-hailing or vehicle rental companies as well.
No, I think the last time I kind of saw this happening was during the last election where people, I don't think it was ride-hailing companies either. Some of them were helping out with that. But it seems to be that these kind of initiatives, it's taken a year for this kind of thing to really take off.
Yeah.
Right? And it's just because obviously we didn't have vaccinations back then and now it's a great thing. I liked it when I mentioned to you earlier on how it seems to be when we're in dire need that these things kind of pop up.
Yeah.
But also when you're taking people out to vote as well, it seems to be, oh, who else can we get in the car?
You know?
But the fact that it's a ride-hailing company coming forward and doing it, brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, they've got a massive footprint, these ride-hailing companies, and they can cover the entire country. There should be these kind of initiatives to help people with, like, last-mile connectivity issues.
Yeah, I was reading a lot of stories as well about how a lot of senior citizens especially miss their vaccination. vaccination appointments because they did not know how to get to the vaccination centers. So it's a really huge issue. And obviously public transport is all well and good, but being in a private car also minimizes the risk of exposure for the elderly and vulnerable as well.
Right. And it also, of course, brings up the discussion point, and you probably saw a lot of discussion and heard a lot of this discussion about the My Sujata app. Why can't something like this be built directly into the app?
Mm-hmm.
You know, allowing senior citizens to request transport when they're making their bookings and or their appointments or something. Again, one button in the app, done.
I mean, honestly, the My Sujata app as well, to me, it would have been nice if we could have registered for the vaccine, using the app as well instead of being redirected to a website.
Yeah.
You know, so that is something like that where I think we have a long ways to go in that sense. And also there is also news of drive-through vaccinations possibly happening soon. I think one was sort of beta tested very recently. And if that's the case, then senior citizens or vulnerable people don't even need to leave the car.
Mm.
So it's like less exposure, less crowding. I think it's fantastic.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
That's all coming up. All we've got on that. But if you want to stick around, we've got something for you in a few minutes about after a crisis, what are an organization's next steps? Our expert for today to discuss this is none other than Frida Liu.
Mm.
We have her on the phone and we'll be talking to her very shortly. So let's take a short break. Me and Chris will be back in just a few moments. We've got some music from Cake called Love You Badly coming up next here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.